This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who is happy to remind you that the first R in the second month of the year is not silent.
And I know it's going to be...
Started to spend some time any time of the day with the Good Day program. Go to gooddayshow.com. You can hear the program in its entirety through the day. That'll continue as we change some of our positions, if you will, on the dial and in terms of time. But we stay fiercely independent, have been for 36 years, and that won't change with some of the other changes. And if you're wondering about changes, we're talking about changes. The Good Day program will be available Monday through Friday on a lot of the same stations that have carried it, and also a big weekend show that starts this weekend and goes for 4 hours on Saturday and 4 hours on Sunday. You can listen to the whole thing. Won't that be exciting? Yay! So Jay and I continue into the daylight, into the afternoon, into the evening. Who knows what hours will be. Depends on what your, as they say, check your local station for listings. Most all the stations have a website, and they have the time various programs are on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's that. In a minute, I'm going to ask James to play an excerpt from an interview that I did this week with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Just sort of it's one of those recap moments. Michael has caught me over the years at various times. He called me Sunday morning and said, "Hey, I want to do an interview with you right now." So I said, "Okay." I was in my truck and on the way to the farm. So that's what the context of the conversation was, as most of the things that I've done on the radio over the years have been pretty impromptu, Frank. It's not like we don't prepare. I don't know what's going on. But I think that one of the things I've cherished about doing this program and continue to cherish will be the extemporaneous nature of how we observe what's going on. For example, a lot of focus on radio. We've talked about AM radio and FM radio. But there seems to be a lot of controversy, and we'll probably address this week. Michael and I addressed it in the interview he has of me at mhinterview.com. The story behind, it's a quick little blip of National Public Radio. Michael explains what they really do. And a lot of you have seen things this week and this month focused on NPR and the fact they're running out of money and they're having to cut staff and yada, yada, yada. I've said this many times on the air because I approached NPR once to do a version of the Talk Radio Countdown show, and this was probably 25 years ago, maybe more than that. And the fellow who ran, I went in to see the fellow that was running NPR at the time, and I made my proposal, and I said, "This is how much it costs to produce." And he said, "Oh, that's not enough." And I said, "What do you mean it's not enough?" He said, no, "We do things differently here. And by the way, because you're not a member of our club, we won't really want to do business with you." Those were the exact words that he used. He said to me, he looked at me and he said, "You're not a member of the club." And the club is the people who have that bias that is obvious on NPR. It's not bad. It's just, hello, can you admit that you have a bias? I admit my biases, and most of the people that do right-wing talk radio admit their biases. And so the folks at NPR have that bias, but they don't often admit it. And so that riles up some of the Republicans, the right-wing folks in Congress who don't want to fund NPR. As a matter of fact, this week there was an announcement in the House that there's an investigation going on for the purposes of exposing NPR's bias. And I thought to myself, huh? What, are you going to waste more of our money? The House Energy and Commerce Committee is going to look into, with a subcommittee, an oversight committee, the bias at NPR. What a ridiculous waste of money. Everybody knows there's a bias at NPR. Where are you going to spend more money? This is the kind of stuff these people will continue to grind away their axes, not as sharp as it wants to be or they want it to be, because they're not as sharp as you would like to think that they would be, considering that they're leaders of our country. Are you telling me that you don't think that if not everybody, and it's not a, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I didn't say it was a bad thing that most of commercial talk radio is right of center any more than it's a bad thing that NPR is left of center. Okay, so we know it. Why are you going to waste money investigating what everybody knows? Right? Just to make a political point. Oh, NPR is bad because it's left of center. No, it's not. It appeals to certain audience, and you know when you listen to it what you're getting. And so if you have that bias, you enjoy listening to this stuff, great. The other side of the coin is, should public money be used to fund NPR? And there's always been a big, well, not always, but the last certainly 30, 40 years has been a discussion. It's kind of like funding Amtrak. Some of the people right of center don't want to fund Amtrak. They don't want to fund the Corporation for Public Broadcasting either. I remember when there was a hearing during the time when Hillary Clinton was around a lot, during her husband's reign, quote-unquote, or when she was in the Senate, too, she said the same thing. I remember hearing, I used to have a clip of this. Oh, no, they're going to take away Barney. Oh, what is going to happen? Barney's going to go. Oh, you know that stuff. It's the end of Barney. No, purple is gone. Ay, ay, ay. that didn't happen. And so, anyway, what I get a kick out of is, though, these people who take themselves so seriously. Oh, this is public radio. It's all public radio. I'm talking to people in the public, right? And so anyway, this guy who's the Republican chairman of this committee refers to the number of registered Democrats who are in editorial positions in NPR's newsroom. Yeah? What, this is news to you? No, wait a minute. He said, wait a minute. There are no registered Republicans working at NPR. They're all registered Democrats. Shocking. Wow. Can you believe it? Oh, my God. No. Horrible. All right. James, we have time for this excerpt from the interview? Okay. So James is culled out of the interview that I did with Michael Harrison this week. It sort of sums up where I've been and kind of where I'm going. And so for your listening and dancing pleasure, here's Michael Harrison talking to me about radio in part.
Yeah, well, as of this moment, Good Day is going to change its frequency. And I don't mean on the air. I mean how often it's done. And you're turning it into Good Day Saturday and Good Day Sunday, two weekend shows. And the live Monday through Friday morning show that you've been doing will discontinue. However, it's not discontinuing as a property. It's not just discontinuing as a show. You're just changing the configuration to the weekends primarily, and people, I guess, will be able to run it in a modular way during the week in any number of hours that they choose to. What's behind this?
Well, I think there are a number of things behind it. The reality is, as I just sort of alluded to a few minutes ago, that our conditions of operation have changed. We have companies that are not within our control, that are changing the way they operate, so that the availability of satellite time, the availability of production facilities, just don't exist like they used to. So I need to reconfigure the way of doing the program and how I'm doing it. And I think that after looking around, frankly, at the sort of, I don't want to call it the vast wasteland, but there's a lot of best ofs. We all know that there's a lot of time that's sold, and brokered time, and that's cool, because the stations have to. Things are more challenging now. They got to sell that time. But then there are a lot of times that are available on both Saturday and Sunday for good, fresh, new programming in the talk genre. And because there isn't, the only thing that I know of that's around, Walter Sabo does a Sunday night program that's fab. And Bill Cunningham in Cincinnati does something from WLW on Sunday night. And other than that, I'm not talking about specialty programs. I'm talking about the just general, good, straightforward, conversational stuff, like we've done Monday through Friday, the sort of full-service radio program that I grew up on, you grew up on, and has become a hallmark of Good Day. We are going to do that on Saturday and Sunday so that stations have fresh programming along the same exact lines as you can hear Monday through Friday now, but with the service elements, with the conversation about what's been going on and what is going on, with perhaps a focus on the week ahead, but it'll all be delivered in a different manner. It'll be because we need to use different techniques, if you will. And I, as an aside, I still am going to do the 5 hours of programming that include the program you and I do together, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We also have 2 hours of health with Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus that will continue. We have the fabulous American Family Farmer, for whom I thank you because you were the instrumental sort of kick in the pants to me to do that. And it has, as it turns out, it has more, it grows better and faster than any of the other stuff that I've done for a long time. So there's that. And so I just felt that those shows, because they're mature, I'm going to distribute them through Josh Lang's Talk Media Network. They will be available at the same times that they have been before, on satellite and on FTP, however it is that you've gotten them, they will still be there. And then the other shows that I'm doing, the Good Day weekend shows, will be distributed by United Stations. And that's so I have two different partnerships, two different ways of getting the product out. And I think that it feels comfortable to me now in a way that it hasn't felt comfortable to me for quite a long time, frankly.
Well, you have been entrepreneurial and independent, and you've been doing that for basically as long as I know you. And in the process, you have had partnerships and strategic alliances with competing broadcasting companies, and they seem to be happy to work with you in that regard.
Do you remember when I was on both IE America, which was a left of center, you know, network.
I do.
And I was on Radio America, which is a right of center, at the same time. They both carry my program because I don't present the information nor myself in a way that is unlikable or unsupported by one side or the other. It's just, I mean, the stuff that we're doing fits, and that's really kind of what has been the bellwether as I've moved forward with various partners into where we are now.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you'd like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. So you ask, how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, it's like you have this invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles, from sneakers to casual shoes and even sandals. Yes, even sandals. So raise your hands in the air and put your shoes on like you just don't care, because you just went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
The 2025 Toyota 4Runner is all new both inside and out. You'll find new.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner focusing on the technical side of social media, if you will. In this segment, we try to do this every day. We take apart a story that is a part of, it's not what's trending or names and stuff. Well, I do have some. I got a name that I want to pursue in a minute. But first, let's talk about AI and I'm trying to understand how this all happened. The artificial intelligence testimony in the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee with a letter from somebody. Do we know who this person is that presented the information? I don't see what. I see that there was testimony, but I don't see who delivered it.
The what started all this, or the recent one about the deep fake?
After the deep fake stuff, the testimony in the Senate about
replicating
deep fakes.
It.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, Twitch. She's a former backup dancer for a lot of artists, and then she put out her debut album. She's a British singer, but well known in the States too. And she was talking about her side of it all is that it's important to protect citizens. Sorry. These allergies are really crushing me right now.
You and I both have. It's like contagious, and yet we're 850 miles away from each other.
The allergies. Yeah. That gut. Awesome. But anyway, so she's saying that it's really important to protect citizens from unauthorized digital replicas, and that especially when it comes to deepfakes, AI is great when done in the right way, and she herself, as a future-facing artist, finds AI to be exciting. And she's even created her own deepfake to use in her art, and it replicates her, but she owns it. This is her stuff. And what's dangerous is when third parties can get in on this and suddenly own somebody's rights, or have the rights to somebody else's look and create things as this person, but it's not actually this person, because essentially you can't copyright yourself.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could? How about that? All right, so there's that focus, a lot of focus on the AI stuff, but then there's the sort of basic things that social media is known for. Pretty interesting to see the comments Daniel Radcliffe is making, Jay. J.K. Rowling has been pretty outspoken about a perspective that she has that Radcliffe calls really sad, because I think he's gay, and she has this anti-transgender stuff that she's been railing away on, and Okay, that's her point of view.
It's not something that she just disagrees with. Like, she's super vocal about being anti-trans.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know that I'm not with her on this myself, frankly.
Daniel Radcliffe has spoken about it. I want to say, what's her name?
J.K. Rowling?
Emma, no. The other actor in the series that I'm... I want to say Emma Bunton, and she's a Spice Girl. I'm completely blanking on her.
Not Emma Stone.
It's the other Harry Potter...
So
stars,
people,
have spoken
yeah.
about
it's Emma Watson.
Yeah.
I'm
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
Yeah.
Emma Watson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And
great.
They've spoken out about it. And J.K. Rowling is like, they don't need to speak out for me. They don't have you. Like, she is just. I don't know. It's just this. If you're a Harry Potter fan, I'm not. But if you are, it's got to be disheartening to see this strong divide between the create, like the author right. of the books and everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, she is very staunch in her stance of, like, being super anti-trans, loud and proud to be super anti-trans.
Well, what is there? I mean, that's the question here is, in part, you know, what happens and how does it happen and when does it happen? There are a lot of folks who are concerned about it from that point of view. But she's entitled to her viewpoint. She's free and can speak her mind, and people are free to criticize her. And I think that's what sometimes we forget. He said, it makes me sad. I look at the person that I met, the times we met, the books that she wrote, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so she makes $30 million a year on the royalties from the things that she's written. She's entitled. Let her say what she wants to say. I don't have a problem with that. And nor do I have a problem with him saying what he has to say as well. 28 after here on Good Day.
No, it's not your imagination. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is standing by its response to pro-Palestinian protests causing disruptions at colleges across the nation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated that President Biden has consistently condemned anti-Semitism. She emphasized that while Americans have the right to peaceful protest, they must do so within the confines of the law. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased Wednesday, standing at $3.66 a gallon. That's according to AAA. This price remains the same as a week ago, but is 13 cents higher than a month ago. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in more than two decades since July. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Number one, could you please sing the opening to I Want It That Way?
Really? Okay. You are my fire.
Number two, keep it going.
The one desire.
Number three,
believe when I say.
Number four,
I want it that way.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Now number five,
I never wanna hear you say.
Woo! I want it that way.
Right. Oh, so the, chills. Literal chills.
But the amusing part of this.
My brother.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that part.
This is a lineup on Brooklyn 99.
Brooklyn 99 was an iconic show.
Andre Brower, who has passed, was very important to that whole show. And the guy whose name I can't remember, who always sort of had a hard time playing it straight whenever he was doing something straight. What's that kid's name that was
Andy
the star?
Sandberg?
Yeah, that's it, Sandberg.
Uh-huh.
And then there were a couple of women that were in it. There was one person who worked behind a desk who had the most interesting face. In
oh, Chelsea
expression.
Peretti. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gina.
Right. Yeah. 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 Anyway, so hopefully some of you remember that. Okay. Good day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file today. Focus on King Richard III. Say it again, Doug. Oh, there it is. King Richard III's grave. Well, a lot of people who follow English history, in fact, know all about King Richard III, who is pretty dastardly. A lot of the monarchs in the history of England are buried inside tombs on sites of great reverence. However, that cannot be said for Richard III, whose long-lost remains were found excavated under a parking lot.
Ooh, sounds like a mob situation.
There you go. He was the King of England from 1483 until 1485. He was killed at the Battle of Bosworth. After the battle, his remains were brought to a field in Leicester, and it was at the time operated by the Franciscans, buried inside the building. The building was torn down in the 1500s, and so he was just in the ground there. And then fast forward to 1975, there was a parking lot. The city obviously had grown, and so there was a public building and a parking lot. And so that was in the 70s, but they just torn that down and are excavating again. And somehow or other, I don't know how they figured out it was Richard III, though. That would be an interesting part of the story. Apparently, his head and his torso were crammed into a small box. And that was part of the history. What was known is that he was sort of dismembered after he was killed by the other guys, the other side. So I guess that's how they came to the fact that he was buried in a parking lot. What is that song from Joni Mitchell? Tear down the...
Isn't it called Yellow Taxi?
Yeah.
Tear down paradise and put up a parking lot.
Put up a parking lot, yes, exactly. All right, let's talk about what's going on in a rather fragile situation, the employment numbers. U.S. job openings fell to 8.5 million last month, the lowest level in 3 years. So that means that we don't have a lot of positions. Well, 8.5 million jobs available, that's still not chicken feed. Now, the job market, though I would say, if I were to read between the lines here, it would indicate the job market is pretty resilient, even though we have high interest rates. So these are numbers. But I question the numbers, not for any reason that I think is dastardly, it's just political. The government, from now until the election, the government of Joe Biden is going to try to put a smiley face on whatever the news is that affected the number of people working, the economy, because as James Carville said when Bill Clinton was running, it's the economy, stupid. And it is. And I think that that's where Biden has the most problem. Never mind the ratty situation on the border, for sure. That's a huge liability for him. But also the economy and how much we're paying in interest and that sort of stuff. All the money that's been borrowed for crazy stuff like paying off student loans. All of that stuff is mounting, and he's having to carry the burden as well he should. So anyway, the Fed, if you haven't remembered this, I don't know if I want to remind people because it was kind of a stinger. 11 times the Fed over Joe Biden's his presidency, Fed raised its benchmark rate 11 times. But even though that happened, the economy kept growing. Companies kept hiring. Employment stayed low, under 4% for the most part, over a couple of years. That's the longest streak since the 1960s. Employers have added a healthy average of 276,000 jobs a month. And so Joe will take credit for that. This is such nonsense. Presidents say, well, we've added 251,000 jobs this past month. You didn't do a thing. What are you talking about? You didn't hire those people. People were hired because businesses are, in spite of government policy to tax you into oblivion and keep people from starting businesses because there's so doggone many foolish, you know, the the government agencies, from the EPA to OSHA. You know, is there a need for some of this stuff? Yeah, but the overcooking, overdoing of the stuff, it's too much government. And so, but in spite of that, it's kind of like a little blade of grass growing up between little slabs of cracked concrete. You know, they still survive, even though the concrete wants to choke them out. The little grass grows in there, and that's what's happening. Because you can't keep good people down. If they've got good ideas and they have the ability to make it work, it's great.
What a great analogy.
What, the little blade of grass?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, that's the way I said. I'm always talking about, how things fit in terms of the farm. In St. Louis, the school district there is offering families money to drive children to school because there's a bus driver shortage. This is a national problem, not only there, but almost everywhere you go, there are not enough school bus drivers. In the town I live in, for example, they have 77 school buses and only 57 drivers. And that's because, they're now unionized, and they're getting like $34 an hour, which is not bad for driving a school bus, except the children are so unruly and out of control and insolent, and they fight on the bus. The driver can't touch them. They can't throw them off the bus. They can't discipline them. Same as in school. So who wants to go drive a bus and potentially get involved if we're watching in the rearview mirror at the fighting and somebody pulls out in front of you? Hello, what's the story?
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of novel. I haven't seen this done anywhere else. St. Louis says, okay, we don't have enough buses, so bring your kids to school and we'll pay you.
Yeah, we'll pay you gas money. And why not have some more carpooling going on?
Why pay people? The kids are going to school to get an education. So, all right, there's a problem. Drive them to school, for God's sakes, and don't be looking with your hand out to get paid. Oh, I want to get paid. Bring the kids.
Well, I don't think they're demanding it. I think this is something that...
No, well, they shouldn't be doing it. No matter. They shouldn't offer
offering.
No, exactly. No. No,
but do people
no.
even still carpool no. much anymore?
I don't know. You can go by most any elementary school in the country and most any junior high school in the country, and at the end of the school day, there are cars lined up in the parking lot, out on the street, waiting for the youngsters to get out of school. Instead of getting their fat butts out and having them ride a bike or walk to school for a mile or so, oh, mommy's got to go to school.
Well, some areas it's not safe to do that because there are no sidewalks.
We didn't have sidewalks. Okay, here comes Doug's story. I used to walk 20 and a half miles to school in the snow. No,
how much did a house cost to buy back then, too?
I took the bus. I was on the bus. I was in the bus business. I was around people that owned buses.
You were a team bus.
The farm that I spent most of my time on as a youngster, the same farm that was owned by Louise Parker Mayo. The Mayo family were like my second family. And they had, as a matter of fact, Louise Parker Mayo's husband started driving youngsters to school. There was a one-room schoolhouse that happens, as a matter of fact, to be across the street from my house where I live right now. One-room schoolhouse is now a Quaker meeting house, but it was the one-room schoolhouse. There were three of them in Framingham. One here, one in the center of town, and one on the other side of town. And so the Mayos got the horses and a barge, and they go up around the neighborhood, and they pick up the youngsters and bring them down to school. That's how the school bus business started here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it continued, and when they retired, I took over their business and grew it into a maze of messes. I had more buses than you could shake a stick at. At one point in time, I had 400 school buses, and I was running the back and forth transportation between Framingham and Boston and Worcester and Boston and the airport and anyway, that's another page of my history that I don't talk much about. Anyway,
based on the different time and different generations and things from Doug, from when you were in school, when I was in school, to students now being in school, there has been so much change, and I can't help but question, why is there that significant amount of change? There are more predators out there. There are less people paying attention when they are driving. You were hearing stories about kids, students who are pedestrians, or they are riding their bikes, getting hit by cars more often.
Yeah, yeah.
Why does it all just seem so much more prevalent? Is it because news media, we hear about things more often,
in
or
part.
Is it actually happening more often?
Yeah, I think it's a little of both, probably. There's too many people, period. End of story. All right, speaking of the end of the story, we've been playing a few excerpts from my interview I did this week with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He interviews lots of people that are in the radio space, the talk radio space. And so James has picked out a couple of minutes here of me continuing to converse. James, what did you find that you're going to play for us now?
Yeah, this was kind of your closing thoughts on where you think the radio industry is kind of heading, the state of the industry at the moment, and a few words from you. We got a few minutes here, so we'll play as much as we can, all right?
All right, go ahead.
Are you optimistic, pessimistic about the state of radio and its continuing into the 21st century in the digital era? And then part two of that question is, are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future of the country and society?
If I were to believe and read and follow the current the listings of information the way that it's provided to us, I would think that, you know, we'll be gone tomorrow. I don't happen to believe that because I don't happen to believe most of the crap that's on social media that's pejorative any more than I believe a lot of the stuff that people listening to me know that I'm very fervently opposed to single-minded thinking. The idea that one guy is better than the other guy, or one party's better than the other party, or I know more than you do because I'm of this religion, that's all nonsense. But people today have become so polarized that they believe that if they don't follow a strict diet of this kind of thinking, this kind of food, this kind of raising your children, that the world will come to an end. Everything is individually prescribed. What's good for me may not be good for you. And I think that that's what we have in the radio world. We've now become focused on, like, we've insulated the various forms of formatting. So, as you pointed out earlier, we have all these right-wing radio programs, and we have a few that are left-wing. That doesn't serve the public. It doesn't give people something to think about. It gives people something to agree with, but not necessarily to think about. And so if we stop thinking, in my way of answering your question, if we stop thinking, if we stop being able to think, or we get lazy with our thoughts, then I'm not that optimistic about where we go in the future. And I think that that goes across the, I think that goes across the spectrum, whether it's radio, whether it's the food we eat, whether it's how we address our international problems. We've become extraordinarily lazy in our thinking. And part of it is because parents have become not as good at parenting, and the school system doesn't really work anymore. And so, you know, what are we left to? We're almost all left to our own devices. So it sounds like I'm being pessimistic, but I'm not really. I'm optimistic that people, because the human condition is such that we always kind of win. The you know, and I don't mean win over whatever other species may be around. We seem to be smart enough to handle whatever things are thrown, and ultimately we all smarten up enough to be able to carry the day.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Montura, Florida. The number, 352-735-1400. I think I've repeated that enough on the air, Ken, over the years. People probably remember, but there's always new stations and new listeners. So if you're fascinated with Ken and his approach, you can have a connection with him in person or on the Zoom at 352-735-1400. You know, I have a, I guess this is a question and a story both, story of a man from New Mexico this week who died of the plague. This is the first time this has happened since COVID. I thought the plague was long gone, although it seems to me in the back of my mind, I remember us talking about somebody getting the plague, back when COVID was all, so I mean, we haven't even talked about that actually. This week is the fourth anniversary of the beginning of the COVID problem. Maybe we've talked about it enough that people don't want to talk about it anymore. But in terms of the plague, one wonders, you know, it's kind of a treatable thing, right? You get antibiotics, you don't have the same problem that it had in the Middle Ages.
Yeah, it's passed to humans, Doug, through flea bites or infected animal contacts. And, yeah, fortunately we have commonly available antibiotics, and a full recovery would be expected in this person.
So there must have been other things that complicated what was going on with his health for him, because they used all the antibiotics and stuff, and he didn't make it. So this is kind of like COVID in a sense. Some people got COVID, and it finished off whatever else was wrong with them.
Yeah, I would imagine this was an elderly person who was not in very good health, because usually it's a treatable issue.
Yeah.
And the odds of full recovery are higher, especially if you get medical care early. And this probably was an elderly person or somebody who just stayed away from, you know, was allergic to the doctor. And that's what happened.
Are there three types of plague? I can remember bubonic plague, but there are other, I think, plagues as well, are there not?
Plague is usually a disease caused by a bacteria called Yersinia pestis. That's what we usually think of as the plague. but maybe...
Funny, I don't think of it. You think of it, but I don't think of it. I hear the plague, that's it. But you've got the medical terminology for it, yeah. And apparently rats spread it, and ground squirrels, and mice, anything that carries a flea. So would a dog infected with fleas, would you get the pox from a dog?
It's possible if you got bit.
Yeah. Bunga bunga. All right. Let's talk about artificial intelligence. There are always questions about that. By the way, you can dial your questions in for Dr. Ken. Simple. Call 855-999-3684. Line is available 24 hours a day. Just record your question. Pretty easy. Maybe we'll use your voice. We'll use the question for sure. 855-999-3684. Could be a personal thing. Could be about generic stuff. So anyway, back to artificial intelligence and how it's now being used to, is it true that you can diagnose various parts of your body separately, and does the age matter with, for example, things like ear infections?
Well, there's this new smartphone app, Doug. This is out of JAMA Pediatrics last week. They can help doctors more accurately diagnose ear infections in babies and small children, potentially reducing unnecessary antibiotic use in kids. You know, ear infections can be very difficult to diagnose as they require a trained eye to detect these subtle clues from a brief view of the eardrum of a wriggly baby. I don't know if you've ever tried to look into an ear of a screaming infant. Not easy. About 70% of children have an ear infection before their first birthday. It's not easy for doctors to get it right every time. Mistakes are made for seeing a simple fluid behind the ear for an actual ear infection. But this new AI model from the University of Pittsburgh, it can diagnose ear infections from fluid behind the ear with better than 93% accuracy. Previous studies have found that the accuracy of human doctors ranges between, are you ready, 30% and 84%. So AI, wow. I like to call it assisted intelligence, is going to no doubt be a part of medicine. So get ready for it, and hopefully it will help. I don't expect it will replace us.
Yep. All right. There's some really important information. Thanks for your questions. Questions for Dr. Ken, part of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour with Dr. Ken.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.